For more on Jon Snow, we turn now to Bob Lenzner, national editor of Forbes magazine. Mr. Lenzner, your magazine gave Mr. Snow a grade of D in its pay versus performance ranking, comparing the roughly $30 million he made over the past 5 years when CSX had an annualized negative 1% return. That doesn't sound very encouraging.
Well, he was running this large railroad that carries coal. No, it was a very unimpressive record. The profits were down every year for 5 years. And the important thing about this is, because he's supposed to be a very big on the new reform movement, that he paid himself $10 million in 2001, including $7 million in options. So, look, the irony here is that O'Neill ran his company, Alcoa, a lot better than Snow ran the railroad. The question is now, what will he do as Treasury Secretary? And I think that he'll be better spoken and more impressive in performance than O'Neill, who's always seemed funereal when he performed either on television or before Congress. As we saw today, he has a better presentation. But I don't think I really think that compared to other Secretaries of the Treasury, he's a mediocre appointment.
I would just add, before leaving the compensation point, that he was on the compensation committee of the board of U.S. Steel. Forbes gave that CEO a D, and on the equivalent committee at Verizon, where the CEO got a C. So so much for that. Also, who among business executives or investors today would supposed to hear the news of Jon Snow's nomination and say, I feel better knowing that Mr. Snow is going to be running the Treasury?
I think you'll probably hear that they do feel better, that they won't have a guy running around the world saying a lot of things that upset people like O'Neill did. O'Neill was really was not respected in European financial capitals or in South America. He told the Brazilians we weren't going to help them. He did a lot of unpolitic things. He didn't seem to have any real ideas. They couldn't put him out on television. They couldn't send him out to tell the country what the Bush administration stood for in its economic policy. And so basically, the Bush economic policy is not something that's very convincing or well understood. In the election, basically he won on the foreign policy issue. So now we have an economy that is perhaps stalling. Unemployment is high. The budget deficit is high. The trade deficit is extraordinarily high. And they've got to do something. They've got to stimulate the economy. They've got to come up with a plan and put the plan through. And I think that's going to be a very hard job. This is a big challenge for Snow.
We heard Don Gagne report a moment ago about that interview back in 1995.
Right.
At that time, Jon Snow was one of 90 top executives who signed a two-page newspaper ad, whose title, by the way, was Without a Balanced Budget, the Party's Over, No Matter Which Party You're In. Is that ancient history, or does Mr. Snow actually retain any strong anti-deficit conviction?
I think we're in different times right now, and so I think we have to be pragmatic about it. I think it doesn't matter what Snow said then. Listen, Franklin Roosevelt said he was going to balance the budget, and he couldn't when he got in, naturally. I think now the interest rates are so low, they were much higher when you did that interview with them, that they can't lower interest rates anymore. So they have to stimulate the economy in a different way. And that means they have to widen the deficit. We had a very big deficit during the early years of the Reagan administration. And then we got the surpluses during Clinton. And that could happen again if they do the right things and if the technology part of the economy comes back.
Bob Lenzner, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Pleased to be here.
Bob Lenzner, national editor of Forbes magazine, speaking with us about Jon Snow, nominated today to be the new Secretary of the Treasury.